Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Now listen to me. I beg of you not to do this thing.
Scuba dive, scuba dive, scuba dive stuff. Scuba dive gear in water gin clear. Diving the world with my buddy pair on nitrox or air. It's the right time for more dive time and to give the gift of scuba today.
I can solve everything.
Scuba dive time is a swell time to avoid the monotony of a boring work day.
That's a good one.
Hurry up, diver, put your fins on your feet.
That is rich.
We'll never get enough. Picks with Kris Kringle at just 60 feet.
That does not happen.
You just need scuba dive. We all want scuba dive. Let's get scuba dive stuff.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Give the gift of scuba. It is that time of year. It saves you a lot of aggravation at the mall or stores or whatever. Just go in your local dive store or even just call them up. They'll probably do it for you on
the
phone.
Yeah, and then you don't have to deal with Kris Kringle.
Yeah, Kris Kringle is a pain in the butt. He's really not a friendly fella. What happened to Jerry the Diver guy, by the way?
He died of embarrassment.
He's off to Browntown, isn't he? He left us. But what? Anywho, that was a reference back to an earlier incident that Jerry didn't want to talk about last week, but we kind of forced it on him, and he bailed early. But we still got time to remind everybody to give the gift of scuba. Have you already done your Christmas shopping there, Vinny? I mean...
You know, I haven't given it a second thought yet, but maybe
why?
I should.
Yes, you should. Oh. I mean, how many gifts you have to get for the divers on your list, including mine? Hello, I know I'm on there, right?
Oh, of course, you're the boss.
Well, duh. Yeah. now you're the star of your own documentary. I mean, geez.
Yeah.
I mean,
and I actually liked it. It was well done.
Well, you know, everybody's going to expect bigger presents from
extra,
you now.
Extra shot into that. That was a really good one.
Yeah, well, okay. I mean, well, you know, we're dealing with quality talent like, you know, Brittany and, I mean, even, you know, Kenny's
better half. It's the production studio and your crew that puts it all together.
Yeah.
You got it all in charge there. So.
Well, you know, CJ did a good job. Everyone did a great job except you, but you just were yourself.
Wait a minute. I was starring. Come on.
No, well, I know. I mean, but it's a documentary. It's about your life, your, you know, exploits.
Yeah.
So you don't have perfect. To act. You just have to be yourself. And you were.
Well, yeah. It was perfect. That's why it's perfect.
Yeah. mucus and all. I love it. Yeah,
I thought it was well done.
Okay. Well, just know when you hit the big time like that, don't forget the little people that,
yeah.
You know, that you left behind, you know. So we're probably expecting bigger presents for the holidays.
Well,
you know? He's already out in LA.
Right. Yeah.
It's what out in LA?
You're
already there.
Yeah. When they get wind of your documentary and how it takes over the world and, you don't think?
I don't think it's going to be that big, but it's big.
You better hope not.
Vinny, you could give us all the gift of scuba.
Right.
Yes.
You could take us all diving.
Right. Take us on a big dive trip or something like that.
I wish I could.
What do you mean you wish? I thought you were like retired and with tons of money now. That'd be a great gift.
Not necessarily. But
what? No.
I have enough money to dive wherever I want.
Well,
die?
Yeah.
Die or dive, either one.
Oh, well.
Okay.
I prefer to avoid the dying just
yet.
Yeah,
let's not do that. Yeah.
But the diving is much more in line with what I'd like to be doing.
Yeah.
And I've been doing a lot of diving lately.
Yeah. I mean, Brittany, I mean, are you planning to get Vinny something for the holidays? Like, you know, a pair of new red Spanx or something?
She already gave me a gift.
Oh, she did.
Mucinex?
Yes.
What? She gave me a shirt.
She gave you
a shirt? Yeah. Oh, I did give him a shirt.
You gave him a shirt. You gave him something to cover up with.
Yeah.
God bless you.
I gave him the shirt that I wore at Jerry Beatty's
funeral.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
you gave me
nice.
The shirt off her back.
I did. Yes,
what friend
I did.
Is that?
How, he
that,
said, boy, Britt, I really like that shirt. And I said, here you go.
And I sure did.
Really? That's what you did, huh? Now,
yeah.
Now, was that just
no,
because, was it sentimental, or was it you're just hoping he'd wear more clothes next time you're
exposure.
Out and about?
Hey, just exposure.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
it was really kind of a boy shirt. You know, it's like a boy Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
So I just wore it for Jerry, in honor of Jerry. And then once it was over, I'm like, I'm never going to wear this thing again. And Vinny said, well, I really like your shirt. And I said, here you go, Vince. You can have it. Of Look course, I had a shirt on underneath.
Well, I was just trying to be nice about it, but
yeah. Well, that is nice. I mean,
but I got a shirt out of it, so hey.
Well, right. Now I know Brittany has a lot of people on her list. Do you usually get them scuba diving stuff for the season, there, Brittany?
Unfortunately, not.
No, why?
You know what the good divers get?
What's that?
Hot honey.
Oh hell yeah!
Yeah,
unless Greg takes
honey.
It,
yeah. That would be a good gift. Yeah.
She's got little
sticky
abalones
and sweet.
Now.
Excuse me?
Yep.
What?
I gave Vinny, how about this? I gave Vinny some hot honey and it got taken away at TSA.
Yeah. Because I didn't realize it was, I put it in my carry-on stupidly.
Yeah, because it was over 3 ounces.
Too many ounces, yeah.
Yeah, Brittany has this whole concoction called hot honey. Kenny's kind of looking confused.
I really was looking forward to having
some. You should have just downed it, Vinny. You should have downed it right there.
Yeah, right in front of everyone, Vinny.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
You would be a lot cooler if you did.
It's basically hot honey with some peppers in it.
I never thought of doing that, but yeah. Just let me see that for a second. I could have tried it right there, and I can take the heat. It can't be that. How hot is it?
All 8 ounces of it.
I mean, right. I'm pretty good with heat, though. I got it.
It's not super spicy.
You use it as a, you could use it as a defog, couldn't you? Or would it sting your eyes?
And the aft bathroom is out of service during this flight. Please do not use the aft bathroom.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe the peppers in it would sting your eyes.
Yeah, big time.
But if it was, if you didn't have the peppers, would honey make a good a goo?
No, well,
in your
super
mask?
Sticky.
Well, I mean, it'd stick in there and stuff, keep it from fogging up, wouldn't it?
I don't think
Greg, you're not taking.
Vinny, try it. Let's just try
it's
it.
Like
take
an amber color, Greg.
I don't think putting hot honey in a mask
in your
is
eyes.
A good idea.
You first, Greg. You first. Let us know what happens.
No, I am Greg the instigator. You forget.
I mean,
when we finish with the show, I'll squirt some in your eye.
No.
But if Brittany wanted me to do it, I would do it.
Oh.
All right, do it, Brittany. Right. Come on, tell him. He'll do it. He said so. This would be great.
No.
Great way to finish the show.
Brittany asked me, otherwise I wouldn't do it.
It would have been cool to see Vinny at TSA just chugging 8 ounces of hot honey. That would be hilarious.
I could have took a big gulp of it. I should have. I never thought of it.
You did? Oh, you just chucked the whole thing? And
no,
didn't
she
even
had it in her hand already.
That'd be a great promotional video, too. For
right? And he just throws it with authority, too, and was
when you said TSA. They said you can't have this, did you tell him what it was? Did you say?
I said it's just honey, but she goes, yeah, but you're over the, it has to be 3.5 ounces or less. And it was like six or seven, 8 ounces.
Why didn't you just squeeze half of it out into the garbage?
You can't do that, Greg.
Look, it's not nitroglycerin.
Exactly.
She would have gave it back to me at that point.
It just would have been funny if he
would I swallow, will it match?
Yeah. Okay.
I probably could. Unless it's really hot.
All right. Well, hot honey tastes great, but maybe not the, you know, other alternatives for Christmas gifts for the.
Put in your eggnog.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or go
Suck
back to scuba diving lessons.
Put in your coffee.
Put it in your hair as like grill cream.
A little dab will do you.
Hold the whole jar on your head.
Okay. Well, sometimes could be considered lube. No. Look at Vinny.
I still don't know what it is.
Like, Greg.
Honey with spice in it there, Kenny.
Oh.
It's just honey with a little kick. It's a thing.
Oh.
Look it up. Google it.
I thought it was like defog for a mask.
Well, I was throwing it out there. We're
going to
have Vinny conduct an experiment, find out if. I was hoping we'd do it and we'd have him go blind live on the radio. Radio Gold, right there. But no such luck this week. Maybe next week. Till then, remember, it's always better where?
At the North Pole.
Oh, there it is. Safe diving, everyone.
If you want to stay in the know. If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Let's go. Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.